Hi, everybody. Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Wyoming News and Agriculture. Today, we're checking in with Brett Moline from the Wyoming Farm Bureau on how this year's legislative session has proceeded so far. First off, Brett told me that property taxes remain a key issue.
We've got a lot of bills dealing with property taxes. With the influx of people, our property values have escalated, so we're trying to figure out a way to protect the Wyoming citizen. What we're trying to do is protect the working people and the elderly, people on fixed incomes, so they don't have to sell their house and move somewhere else in an area, you know, they've lived for maybe 30, 40, 50 years.
Of course, we're in a budget session this year. The state's financial picture has improved greatly from where it was a few years ago, but Brett says there are some spending concerns.
The state of Wyoming is sitting pretty good as far as funding. They put a lot of money into savings, but got some concerns that maybe we're growing state government more than we need to. They're kind of offsetting some of the cuts they made when we didn't have as much money. So got some concerns about, are we growing state government? Even though we're putting money into savings, will we be able to sustain it?
Another topic being discussed in Cheyenne is the indirect impacts of renewable energy projects.
It's great for the person that gets the wind towers or the solar panels, but what about the people around them that have to put up with the collector lines, transmission lines? Try to get it as less of a pain in the south end as what it can be. Realize we can't stop it, but how do we help out the surrounding landowners so they're not hurt so bad?
We'll have more with Brett Moline from the Wyoming Farm Bureau after this.
Seems like the weather is always top of mind. First thing we ask about when we get together, and often our last prayer at night. But do you ever get beyond the weather with your neighbor? Ask how they're really doing? We can't control the weather, but we can help each other weather the storm. Mental wellness isn't something we're used to talking about, but it's more important than any forecast. If you know someone that needs a hand dealing with farm stress, head over to beyondtheweather.com. That's beyondtheweather.com.
Juan Reyes and Keith Russell announced their 33rd annual Reyes-Russell Bull Sale Monday, February 26th at the Reyes Ranch in Wheatland, Wyoming. Selling 230 coming two-year-old Angus bulls, pap-tested at 8,000 feet. These bulls are raised and developed in a realistic range environment and ready to go to work for you. That's the Reyes-Russell Bull Sale, 1 p.m. Monday, February 26th at the Reyes Ranch, Wheatland, Wyoming. Broadcast on Northern Livestock Video. Visit mrangusranch.com. We're a little over a week into the 2024 Wyoming legislative session. It's a budget year, so the session will only be 20 days if all goes well. Brett Moline with the Wyoming Farm Bureau has given us an update on the issues being discussed at the Capitol so far. And of course, we can't have a legislative session without one key agriculture topic coming up.
Of course, water is always an issue in Wyoming. Some of the parts are as dry as my jokes, and we'll see if we can't improve our state rules a little bit to make sure that water is available and used correctly.
And Brett adds there's also been some discussion on wind energy development.
You know, we've seen kind of a downturn in the wind development, and there were some efforts to take off the three-year moratorium on taxes. No other industry gets to wait 3 years of production before they start having to pay taxes. So we'll see where we go. But so far, things have gone pretty well. There's been a lot more bills die on introduction. It's either good or bad, depending on who you are.
As always, we appreciate the updates from super cool Brett Moline. That's going to do it for today's program. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.